I'm terrified going into it. I know absolutely nothing. Other sports I can somewhat get by. I know nothing about football.
Gotcha.
Besides, there's a quarterback. I know that.
Fair enough. But everybody's got to know, like, a few things that you can go into with. So, like, you sound like you know football, even though you don't. So, you know, maybe I can shed some light and help people, like, get through it. You know, fake it till you make it, right?
Exactly. That'd be awesome for all of us, yeah, newbies. So, let's start with the basics. It's between the LA Rams and Cincinnati Bengals?
Yes, the Bengals.
Okay, good. Yes, there
you
go.
You got one down.
I got one down. Yeah. I guess I'm getting into the party. I know who's playing. So going into it, though, like usually for most sporting matches, there's, you know, maybe a top contender who you expect to win. Who is a team to cheer for going into this, or is there?
Well, it depends how you look at it. You look at the Cincinnati Bengals, and I mean, 2 years ago, they were the worst team in football, and they haven't been to the Super Bowl in 33 years.
Wow.
I was not even alive last time they went to the Super Bowl. So, I mean, some people are looking at them. They got a quarterback in their second year, Joe Burrow, who's really good. And they're thinking, okay, we'll get on the bandwagon, you know, cheer for the underdog. But then you look at the Rams. They were there 3 years ago, but new quarterback. They went out, made a trade. Matt Stafford, who was on the Detroit Lions, got traded to the LA Rams. And he's a good guy. Everybody likes him. Everybody's happy he made the Super Bowl. And, you know, LA Rams haven't won since when, well, they moved to LA from St. Louis a couple of years ago. So they haven't won since 1999.
So, wow, both teams.
Yeah, both teams, you know, 33 years and then 22 years. So it's been a while. So I guess it depends. I don't know. Who you like and who you're cheering for and maybe a few storylines and stuff like that.
So, okay, that was a lot of sports gibberish for us non-sports fans. So, again, the top player, you know, if we're going to listen for one name during the show.
Okay, I'll give you two names for the Bengals, which is Joe Burrow, the QB, and Ja'Marr Chase, the wide receiver number one, who's a rookie, and he's done really good things this year. So those are two players for the Bengals on offense. And for the Rams, Cooper Kupp, on offense, the wide receiver, number 10. And on the defensive side of the football, number 99, Aaron Donald, who I think is the best player in the league.
Okay.
Who's not really a quarterback.
Cool. Okay, so if there's one, number 99, that's easy to remember. Gretzky's number. Watch them for the Rams.
For
sure. Yeah, go 99. You'll sound like a semi-expert.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but say if you're hanging by the chip dip, you know, and you're kind of like hearing the main guys watch the game and there's a whistle, like, what are some like common things to throw out to sound like you know what's happening?
Oh, man. There's a few good ones. If, you know, team's losing or something, you look at the score and it's like 14-7. Just whatever team is losing, just go, they need a turnover right now. That would help. Because every team wants a turnover. Or just, you know, the classic, yep, they got to make a big play here and just look at a number and be like, I forget his name, you know, number like 18. He's going to get a big play here. I feel it right now. And you know what? It might happen and everybody might turn to you, give you a little shoulder bump. And you know what? You sound like you know it. Next year, you're the first invite.
Expert, eh? Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you got to like actually match it the next year. What's your prediction? Who's going to win? And what's the score going to be, Mr. Expert?
I'm going to go with my heart and the underdogs. And I'm going to say 27-24 Bengals, last-second field goal. They get it done. I hope that's what happens. I would love to see a team that hasn't won in 33 years win it and their fans go crazy.
But
we'll see. It'll be a good game either way, and I can't wait to watch it.
It's going to be awesome. And I'm just excited to stuff my face with chips.
That's the best part, let's be honest.
Do anything but burn calories.